This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast at GCN today. Class, we broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, from the Ozark Mountains right here in Missouri. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up, 605-477-3249. Rich Sheban's with us, offgridmontana.com. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
You, Vincent Finelli, how are you doing this morning?
Very well, very well. I look forward to hearing what you've got to say. So I'm just going to sit back, relax, and listen. Take notes, if that's okay with you.
Well, it's your show, but I'm going to take advantage of the opportunity and take advantage of exercising my First Amendment rights. So
Can I just ask one question?
You may.
Technology. What are your thoughts on technology today?
Well, as anything that is new, it always evolves as a some type of creature that's going to make society better. But really what technology has done is become a weapon to censor the little guy, to surveil the little guy. So many people, and I've done this before too, we use terminology like double-edged sword. That implies it's kind of a 50-50 benefit con situation. But it really is, as technology grows, it's totally the opposite. It's more like a 90-10 benefit, 90 in favor of the elite to control the masses, to create artificial intelligence, robotics, and automation to eliminate jobs for little people. I've read, and you'd have to talk to Dr. Rick Miller about this. I'm sure he's a lot more versed than I am. But I've read quite a bit about this 5G, where they're going to launch 20,000 satellites. There's concern about RF waves, radiation, lasers, and much more, which would affect the health of the people. So when I hear people talking about, oh, technology is going to take care of us, make our lives easier. And words I hear are like drudgery. We won't have to garden anymore. We won't have to, we're going to have flying cars. Basically, the people who are going to have things like that are going to be the elite, the people with the big money. And what we're doing is we're damaging our young lives. We're giving them a monolithic, if you will, lifestyle where there's no balance between nature and technology. When you lose that balance between nature and technology, you lose a balance between common sense, rationale, thinking with foresight. The balance in life is absolutely important for happiness. And I'm not going to go into an economic 101 update, but I talk very often about how GDP numbers is not happiness. Happiness for the bottom 93% is and should be, and most people who have done this agree, is being out of debt and having a healthy savings account. So when you talk about technology, what's happening, and there's so much evidence to show this, minds are easily being swayed to follow the elite talking points. And they're being groomed and cultivated not to think for themselves. So it's easier to divide and conquer the people by groups. And that's what's going on. So that's my short answer, Vince.
Okay. I've had a quote. Joey sent this to me, and I'd like to read it, and I think it is absolutely pertinent. When the law no longer protects you from the corrupt, but protects the corrupt from you, you know your nation is doomed. When the law no longer protects you from the corrupt, but protects the corrupt from you, you know your nation is doomed. Ayn Rand. Just wanted to share that.
Yep. And I quoted that, I've mentioned that quote many times over the air, and it's absolutely true. And, you know, there's another way to put this is that the kings are buying off the nobles to create a sedition and treasonous state to control the commoners. So I'll leave you with this quote. It's time for the lambs to become lions. Vince?
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Let me give you an example. I've learned, we have a lot of correspondence throughout the country, and what I've learned recently is that banks are clamping down on cash. How much? Well, we used to believe that if you had a transaction greater than $10,000 or greater, you would be marked, and your information would be sent off to the government corporation. Well, what are you doing with the cash? Now, that limit has been reduced by 2/3. We're now looking at about transactions over $3,500 or thereabouts being written down in journals at the bank cashier levels. Now let me give you an example of what that means. I'm looking out the window of the studio here at the farm at a blue tractor. It's a 1974 Ford tractor. It's 47 horsepower. It's called a Ford 3000. I paid $3,500 for that tractor a couple years ago. And I did say 1974. So it's an old tractor. When I went to buy that, I went to the bank. I talked to the person selling it, and he said he wanted to sell it, but he didn't know who I was. So he was not going to take a check from me. And why should he? So I got a chance to look the tractor over. We drove the tractor for a short distance. We decided, yeah, it's probably okay. And we bought the tractor. And I handed him 35 $100 bills. $3,500. Everybody was happy. He got his cash. We got the tractor. Everything was good. Now the bank wants to know. And they're going to probably ask you, what are you going to do with the money, boy? I don't use profanity, but that might push me to it. I'm serious. This really angers me. Let me put this a different way. If a farmer has 100 cows, a cow eats about 30 pounds of hay a day. We're looking at 3,000 pounds a day to feed the cows through the winter. Hay right now in Missouri is about $100 a roll. It used to be $35 a roll. I'm using round numbers, okay? Hay used to be $35 a roll last year. For 1,000 pounds, $35. Now it's about $100 if you can get it. So if you wanted about 10 days worth of hay, it'd be about 35. If you wanted 35 rolls, about 10 days, give or take a little bit. And you went to the bank and said, I need some cash. And the cashier said to you, what are you going to do with that money, boy? Do you feel obligated to tell that teller, that minimum wage person, that, well, geez, I really need some hay or I don't feed my cows, they're going to die. Would it be okay if I got some cash? I'm not up for that. I'm not telling him anything. It's an outrage. It's none of their business. Class, if you don't start using cash, and this is nothing new for me to say this, if you don't start using cash or using more cash than you're already using, instead of submitting to the bankers with their credit cards and debit cards, if you don't start using cash, there will be no cash. Then nothing you do will be anonymous. Nothing. Including buying an old tractor or 35 rolls of hay. Actually, nothing you do will be anonymous. Nothing. Not including not buying bubble gum. Richie, you do not want to send me off on this tangent, I don't think. I'm angry. And I'm getting more angry by the minute. Every minute of every day, I'm becoming more angry. I can't believe it. I can't believe how stupid people are. And, class, you're letting this happen. You're letting this happen. If you don't speak up and speak out and raise your voice with righteous indignation, you deserve what happens. If you don't go to Walmart and say, hey, y'all putting that pink slime in your meat still, you doing that? And let everybody know, then you deserve pink slime in your meat. Rich, back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. As tempted as I am to go into Economic 101 updates, since you kind of went there with the price of cattle and talking about cash, I'm going to try and stick to my game plan this morning, Vince. And again, I want to thank you for allowing me to exercise my First Amendment rights. And I sent you this article yesterday, Vince. It was out of Zero Hedge, titled Paul Craig Roberts Explores a Disunited America. And obviously with the music coming up, I'm going to discuss that and much more. But when we come back, Vince, let me know in 30 seconds what you thought about that article, and I'm going to take it from there, okay?
Sure will. We'll be right back.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey has produced very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us, and you asked me about the article on Zero Hedge, Paul Craig Roberts. And what the thrust of the article was about is the inability today to have humor in a public setting. And in this article, there are links to some videos from the 1974s for about 10 years to 1984. And the videos included the roasting of celebrities, people whose names you might recognize easily, like Dan Rowan, Dean Martin, Joe Namath, Rich Little, Nipsey Russell, Red Fox, Sammy Davis Jr., Phyllis Diller, Don Rickles, and many, many more, Foster Brooks. And the list goes on and on. I think there are about 54 episodes, if I'm not mistaken, over the years. They're truly, truly entertaining. And there was humor about, oh, idiosyncrasies. If you were black, you were being picked on as being black. If you were white, you got picked on by the whites. I'm sorry. If you were black, you got picked on for being black. If you were white, you got picked on for being white. If you were Puerto Rican, you got picked on. And it was a bunch of people who were willing to allow to be poked fun of in the spirit of humor. And it was brilliant. As a matter of fact, I got lost going down the rabbit hole after reading that article. And I went back last night and read more and learned more and rewatched some of these YouTube videos that I remember watching live during the 1970s and 80s on television when we We had television. And you know what? What was really nice about this is nobody used profanity. Nobody used the F word. You know, it seems like today people who pretend they are comedians can't get on stage without profanity. And the GDP seems to think that's okay. Well, if you want to see some real humor, I'll post a link to this this article on the website USA Prepares, and you can click on the links and watch the humor on YouTube videos. It is truly brilliant. Brilliant. But we've lost our ability to make fun of ourselves. We've lost our ability to laugh at ourselves and laugh with others at ourselves. And if you did any of these things that you'll see in the video, you will be labeled as someone who has perpetrated hate crimes. Rich, that's my answer.
All right. Well, that's a very accurate answer. And the title of this article, folks, is called Paul Craig Roberts Explores a Disunited America. And I'm going to read the first paragraph, then I go to the very end. Prior to the Democrats becoming the anti-American political party of identity politics, whites, blacks, and Puerto Ricans could laugh at themselves and at one another. Dean Martin turned a roast into which good-humored fun is poked at a prominent person into mass entertainment. That blacks were equal opportunity targets was testimony to the success of black entertainers and athletes. In the humorous world of today, these roasts would be considered hurtful, offensive, and hate crimes. And I really recommend you go to look at that article, whether you go through Zero Hedge or Vince's posting. It really shows how the powers that be keep using words like racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater, conspiracy theorist with a anti in front of every word and ism, ist, or phobia on the back of any word. Basically, these words don't even have meaning anymore. That's where we are with America. And I want to throw the little sidebar out here. Is it possible that they don't want these words to have meaning because the left, the Democrat Party, is obviously, and people are seeing it more every day, the most racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, conspiracy theorist, intolerant, violent haters that are out there? Absolutely. And when we come back, I'm going to go and finish off the last two short paragraphs of this article, and then I'm going to move on to other examples. Thank you, Vincent.
Rich Even, offgridmontana.com. We'll be right back.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders making another run for the Democratic presidential nomination, making the announcement in an interview on Vermont Public Radio this morning.
We began the political revolution in the 2016 campaign, and now it's time to move that revolution forward and make sure that those, that vision, those ideas are implemented into policy.
The 77-year-old Sanders says he's running to oppose President Trump and enact many of the progressive ideas that he, Sanders, championed in 2016, including universal health care, a $15 minimum wage, and reducing student debt. The president's emergency declaration at the southern border is spurring a lawsuit by the Democratic attorney generals of 16 states, led by California's AG, who calls the emergency declaration presidential overreach. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Today, you got your.
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, class, the link is up. If you want to go to the Paul Craig Roberts article on Zero Hedge and the links to the Dean Martin Celebrity Roast, it's at USAPrepares.com. Page one, USAPrepares.com. Rich Even?
Thank you, Vincent. The last two paragraphs, folks, last two paragraphs of this article is very short. And I'm going to quote, "The race and gender hatreds instilled by identity politics have not only produced a humorless country, but also a disunited country. Unity has been destroyed by the Democrats' party identity politics. all hear, little sidebar here, they also refer to it as protectionist group status, victim group status. And this is why they tried to, they've dubbed this identity politics, so people cannot connect the dots on the distract, dumb down, and divide philosophy and strategy of the globalists who have taken over the Democrat Party. So going back, identity politics in the absence of unity precludes any restoration of America greatness by President Trump. Last paragraph. Identity politics gives us only fake news, but also fake history. Again, identity politics gives us not only fake news, but also fake history. History has been made up in order to instill a victim consciousness in women and blacks. Little sidebar here. Now, of course, it's not just women and blacks, but the reason why the left goes after women and blacks so heavily is because those are very large subsets compared to, say, the homosexual community versus the heterosexual community, or the trans community versus everybody else. So basically, they're trying to hit home runs by going after big subsets. Continuing, the better to teach gender and racial hatred, the hopes of the civil rights movement for an integrated and unified country are being defeated. Once unity is shattered, all the king's horses and all the king's men can't put unity back together again. American societies had headed for a split as serious as the Shiite and Sunni. Well, let's hope we can wake enough people to prevent this from happening. I think there's a lot of people out there, millions of people trying to do this. You know, one example comes to mind. I know I talk about her often, but she deserves the recognition. Candace Owens, she was just a few years ago, she was a very lefty Democrat. And she woke up and she realized that the war is against men. The war is about dividing and conquering people. And blacks and Hispanics are moving to the right rapidly. And I think that's one of the reasons why the agenda is being kicked up to a different notch or a different octave, because people are waking up. So this is why the left is talking about things like 25th Amendment, et cetera. And we can talk more about that after I'm done with my little rant here, if you will. Next article. Obama's former Border Patrol chief blames fight over border wall on identity politics. Media, Mike Brest, how many more factually based examples do we have to provide? Next article. Democrats reject push to alert ICE when illegal immigrants fail firearm background checks. You heard that right. It's not about the people, ladies and gentlemen. It's not about the people at all. It's about dividing and conquer the people by identity politics. Next article. Elizabeth Warren listed as her race as American Indian on the state bar of Texas registration card. Next article. Alyssa Milano.
Wait, hold it. Elizabeth Warren, okay? Sorry, couldn't help. This,
no, I figured you stop me sooner or later. Go ahead.
Well, Elizabeth Warren, this is important because she wants to be the CEO of corporate USA. She lied on her bar card application saying that she was a Native American. She lied. She lied purposefully. But yet she claims that her mother told her that she was an American Indian.
Mm-hmm.
Really? So she's at law school age and she doesn't know. Really?
So now we can basically say, Vince, our mother or father told us that, so we can identify as that. Basically,
absolutely.
That's where we're going. Yeah.
Absolutely.
right.
So now it's open season on lying.
And it's and this is why I always talk. I don't try to simplify this, but I try to make it. When I talk about things or talk about articles, I really feel that this audience is intelligent enough that they do their reading, their research, and their homework. So what I try and do, America, and I know a lot of people from around the world listen to this program as well, is I try to use as little messaging and words as possible to keep the article and the message in context so you know what's going on. And you can follow up with this at home on your personal computer if you want to. Okay, next article. Alyssa Milano. I do not have equality and justice because I have a vagina. Unquote. Now, just for Alyssa Milano's sake, it's unbelievable how the mainstream media and Hollywood, they're all bought and paid for actors because that's what they do. Now, think about this: these statistics worldwide. Combat deaths, 99.9% male. Work mortality, 94% male. Homicides, 76%. Suicides, 75%. Well, so much for male privilege. And those of you who have read the book or heard me talk about situations that happen with affirmative action and quotas and victim groups, group status, you will see that this is just a divide and conquer strategy. It has nothing to do with equality, fairness, prosperity, and all these politically correct buzzwords that they use. In fact, if you look at the math, they are actually the inequality between the super wealthy and everybody else has the biggest divide in the history of America it's ever been. Next article, Smollett. I'm sure everybody has read about this. The black man who happens to be gay, who put a noose around his head and actually they planned this. Anyway, refuses to meet with police, hires crisis management firm. So when it comes to victim group status, if somebody has, we can't have a different separate tiered system of rules, laws, and accountability based on what victim group or protection group status you have. What this does, it actually destroys those groups. And I've mentioned this many, many times. Condoleezza Rice, were worried about women turning into snowflakes and infants. Infants is a code word for babies. Men would rather not have women around, unquote. Remember the Oakland mayor that helped illegal immigrants who were convicted of sex crimes in evading ICE? I mean, we're destroying the people who think they're trying to fight for equality. Remember Rachel Tripp? She used words like about the Women's March, words like patsies, big government swamp. The goal is to elect Democrats, and that the women are being used and disrespected. And I can go on and on and on and on. You know, we're not doing anybody any favor. Next article. Alexandra, which is basically Sandy Cortez, as she's called, plays the women victim group status card because she was wrong in an argument. Somebody says she was wrong, and she played the victim card. There's no next article. Only women transgenders are allowed in college debate tournament. And by the way, folks, I'm not making up these articles. These are all articles that in the last probably week and a half that's hit the media. These are published articles in the public domain. Next article. NFL paid Kaepernick between $60 and $80 million in collusion settlement. If you can find an outfit that would actually show the comments, which the big tech is doing everything to eliminate comments, you'll see that everybody, including black people, including women, are saying this is bogus. This would never happen if he wasn't black. And we got to step back in time because Kaepernick, when he was first doing this, he wasn't on his knees. Remember the first article? He was on his butt sitting on the bench because he was pouting because he didn't get to play or he wasn't starting or something. This is what's happened in America. So this is morphed. The media morphed this into him taking a knee for black pride or equality or whatever he said it was. Everything is being morphed. Next article. Kamala Harris's father slams her pursuit of identity politics. Identity politics, folks, is doing everything the opposite. In fact, everything the mainstream media says is the opposite of what they say. Everything. Next article. French schools replace mother and father with parent one and parent two. Look it up. I'm not making this up. Repercussions of Me Too movement has set women back decades for female leadership because of risk management issue for men. Next article. Insane and cheating Navratilova. Okay, remember that female tennis star back in the 80s or 90s? I can't remember when she was a star. Insane and cheating is what she calls this transgender movement because it's unfair. So a man identifies as a woman and beats women in sports. And I'll continue a little more after the break. Vince?
We'll be right back with Rich Eben.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Till after the second hour starts to make some comments, so please continue.
And we were talking about Navratilova, I can't pronounce her name correctly, that tennis star from a few decades ago. She was talking about how the transgender community is very unfair, and she's absolutely right. Because women's sports, and I read about this and I hear about this all the time, has no longer credibility because they're being used. When a man can identify as a woman, I mean, how can there be credibility to even be a bystander and watch for entertainment when it's totally unfair? Or when a female takes male hormones because she's in the process of transitioning into a man. Do you remember, you know, for those of you who are old enough, do you remember when East Germany, before the wall has been taken down, the East German women were caught taking hormones, and there was a lot of issues on that, and a lot of words like unfairness and things like that. We got to remember that the mainstream media, their job, they're hired, they're actors, just like Hollywood. They're hired by the elite of the elite in order to distract, dumb down, and divide us. And when bread and circuses fail to work, they're called to grab a microphone and take to the podium to push the agenda of the so-called left slash Democrats, which has been taken over by the globalist community. Remember Micah Brzezinski not too long ago, her quote was, media's job is to control exactly what the people think. And she's either with MSNBC or CNN, which there really isn't any difference. And that's where we are at. For those of you who think that we're putting down, you know, someone of certain skin pigmentation or someone who's female, and that doesn't even matter anymore because now the left is saying there's 51 different genders. I mean, we've actually, what political correctness is, it's not just about eliminating the truth, but to fight it. We not only have to say the truth, but we have to be willing to be hated for it because we need guts, we need courage. Because too many people are sitting back and they're looking at being an American as being a spectator sport. At this time in history, we cannot do that. Now, if you need female role models, look up Anna Marie Reitzinger, AnnaVonReitz.com. Listen to Faith Goldie up in Toronto, who ran for mayor. Deborah Tavares of StopTheCrimes.net, that's just one of her websites. Katie Hopkins from Rebel Media, and Candace Owens, which I talk about often. Carol Swain from PragerU. Diamond and Silk, Alveda King. There's so many thousands, millions of great females with courage who deserve respect. I mean, just think about this wall thing. Even the mainstream media admitted that 80% of females coming through the southern border in Mexico are getting raped. 80%. Sharia law is increasing dramatically all over the Western world. Do you really think that these people care about you? If you read Marx, Alinsky, the Frankfurt School, Cloward and Piven, the Communist Manifesto, you will see that they are connecting the dots. They're going by step one, step two, step three. They're using group identity politics, a.k.a. victim group status, as their number one subset under political correctness. And then they're disguising words like humanitarian and sustainable city and global warming and climate change, Agenda 21 and 30. And every day they open up their mouth about this, we lose more individual rights, liberties, and freedoms. It's up to the people to have the guts to stand up to political correctness, folks. Because nobody is benefiting. And I mean nobody. Isn't
it? Okay, I've got some comments to a lot of what you said. A little different tilt slant on it in today's world. Fact-based comments when we come back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. And they have to deal with athletes. They deal with competition in a very different way. And it's an outrage. We'll be right back after top of the hour.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.